Okay, we're back at the Pleasant Street Tea Company. Heather Atwood and myself, and ambient sound as always. I don't know what music we're playing, but Heather, great to see you in person again. What is up for this week?
Well, I thought that I would review something. I'd do a little history, something that happened yesterday, and then something that's happening next week.
Okay. All right, and as we talk, the smell of bacon is killing me here.
It's great, isn't it? I know. It just is overwhelming.
What's the best bacon you said? You said there's something that's called...
Oh, Ribs Within.
Okay.
You can only get it online. It is the best bacon in the world. End of story. Go buy some.
All right, a little review. Okay, one of the things that you've been promoting, aside from fresh fish... I must say, by the way, Gloucester House is one of our sponsors this year. We're thrilled. The fresh fish in the area you've been talking about, and that, I guess, leads into your review of where you were. Was it on Thursday this week?
Yes, Thursday. But wait a minute. I'm going to back up again.
Okay.
The Gloucester House is fabulous. And not only that, they are doing a really great job. They always have supported local fish. But right now, it's harder to support local fish, and they are really making the effort. In fact, I've heard they have whiting on the menu, and that is so cool.
Okay.
But they are one of the restaurants, one of the few restaurants in Gloucester that really sell local fish. So support them. And they're good. It's a great restaurant. I love that place.
Lenny, are you listening?
Hi, Lenny. Are you listening? Okay, so anyway, I wanted to talk about yesterday's Seafood Throwdown. It was such an exciting one. It was at the Cape Ann Farmers Market. It was sponsored by not only NAMA, that does all the Seafood Throwdowns, but the Fishermen's Wives were part sponsors, the Backyard Growers, the City of Gloucester, and the Lieutenant Governor showed up, and the former Mayor Kirk showed up. It was a gorgeous day. The sea was sparkling out there in Gloucester Harbor, you know, at the foot of the hill, and it was just beautiful. The fish was whiting. All the fishermen were there who had caught the fish. It was Alcatone on the fishing vessel Razzo, I think, had caught the fish. But there were Mark Ring was there, a bunch of other fishermen. And it just felt like a great community effort. But I need to tell you about one little kerfuffle. This was too bad, okay?
Okay.
So the chefs were Eric Lorden from Passports versus Dave Gobbin from Addison Gilbert. He's the executive chef of the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Eric Lorden brought along an assistant, and I put assistant in quotes, right? Those air quotes. His assistant was Danielle Glantz, who could have beat the pants off anybody.
A sandbagger, all right.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So okay. When I saw that she was there, I was like, are you kidding? She could cook her way out of, you know, anything. But she was the assistant. She has a little shop on Center Street in Gloucester. Do you know about this? Have I told
what's
you about
the shop? I mean, what's the street?
Center Street, the
Center
little street.
Street
that goes right up from Passports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She opened a little shop there. She makes her own pasta, her own cheeses. It is amazing.
No,
there is nothing in Florence you will ever find that's better.
Okay.
I mean, her homemade pasta is absolutely incredible. And her homemade cheeses. She makes burrata, which is that soft, looks like a hunk of mozzarella, but it's... You stick a fork in it, and this beautiful cream comes out of the center. You put some fresh basil over that with a little salt and pepper and a drizzle of olive oil. It's incredible. She makes that. She makes her own fresh mozzarella. She's doing some hard cheeses, I think. It is amazing in that shop.
And she was on the other team, huh?
Well, okay. She was the assistant.
I know. Yeah, okay.
So she prepared a pasta dish with her fresh pasta. It's called a radiatore, which is little radiators. It was made with Alprilla Farm whole wheat flour. Alprilla Farm is in Essex. He grows wheat. He grinds his own flour. She used his local flour to make this pasta. She sautéed some cherry. She cooked the pasta, and then separately as a sauce, she sautéed local fresh cherry tomatoes, some fresh herbs, a little olive oil, and I think a little butter, maybe not. And then she flaked the whiting into that sauce and then tossed that with the pasta. It was so delicious. But the judges never tasted it. It was such a disaster. There was a whole bunch of confusion. Two plates went down in front of them when they were being served this part of the competition. And the plates were taken away and they never tasted her pasta.
Oh boy.
Isn't
oh
that
boy.
Awful?
Yeah.
So
who got the food?
Well,
the judges get?
The thing is, the people watching the show could see this looked fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So people got in line right away saying, well, can we have that? So they were eating off the judges' plates. And I went over, I didn't realize this happened, and I went over and I said, Danielle, can I have some of that pasta? And she had a look on her face that was very sad, and she said, sure. They didn't even taste it, and I didn't know what she meant. And then But then the judges took the plate back, and they started to eat it, and they said to me, this is amazing. Uh-oh. And I turned back to Danielle, and she said they never had it during the contest. And that's when it all became clear what happened. So isn't that sad?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess cheating happens everywhere, you know, and the judges screw up. That's too bad. Yeah, it's too bad, really.
It's an accident, not cheating.
Yeah, I get that. But, yeah. I mean, I was... You know, you hear about it in sports all the time, but not so much in fish throwdown. So how was it received? How a lot of people there?
Tons of people. Yeah, it was great, and you know, lots of cameras because the brass were
right
there. So it was just really lovely. It was a great. There were lots of people in the audience. Lots of very well dressed people standing around. I think they came with the lieutenant governor. So that always feels kind of good, though. You know.
Yeah.
So it was fun. And Dave Govan did a beautiful job at Addison Gilbert. He really did. He's competed before, and he knows what he's doing. So he kind of knows how to win. But it was beautiful food. So yeah.
Okay. So that was this past week. Now what's coming up next week?
So this week we have Sea to Supper dinner. It's on Thursday night. It is it will be at the Cape Ann Marina under the Waterfront Pavilion tent. Big white tent right on the river there, opening out to the river. There will be a menu of all Gloucester fish. So it's going to be catered by Relish Catering and Events. She is going to receive early in the week a whole bunch of fish landed from Gloucester boats. I think there'll be dabs and whiting and maybe hake, some redfish, and she's going to make fish tacos. She's going to make a ceviche. She's going to make the Gloucester fishermen's wives want her to make these. They call them fish puffs. They're like basically beautiful little fried, very light fish croquettes.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of really interesting fish. There'll be fishermen there talking about their work, talking about what's going on in the industry. There'll be some songs. Some beautiful songs are going to be sort of excavated from the history of fishing musicals in Gloucester. And then there'll be live dancing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, and the website, you got a lot of stuff on there in the last few weeks.
On my website? Huh. Well,
yeah.
Trip to Serbia is up there, and the Sea to Supper invitation is up there. I am going to write a piece on this pasta shop I've been telling you about for the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
That should be up there very soon. But I can't remember what else. A whiting recipe, probably, because I've been cooking a lot of whiting, because whiting is what's in. And that's the fish that has been landed in Gloucester for centuries in the summertime. I mean, the fishermen will say when they were kids, that's all they ate all summer long was whiting.
Okay. Well, it's I'm blown away here. All right. So I guess that'll do it. We'll have a review on next week. You'll be able to go to that one as well.
Yes. Next week's
festival. Is there a throwdown next week?
There is a throwdown.
Okay.
Actually, there's a throwdown in the Bronx. So I'm
going to that one.
So a week from tomorrow on Saturday, and it is a cool seafood throwdown. A woman named Karen Washington, who is a national food activist, has a farm in the Bronx.
A national food?
Food activist.
Activist.
She's an activist, yeah.
Okay, what's a food activist?
She is, a food activist is someone who fights to make sure that there is equity in our food system. Because there is actually a lot of inequity, whether it's racial inequity or economic inequity. You know, about food deserts, right? Where there are entire neighborhoods where there are no grocery stores. I mean, big neighborhoods. Like,
I wouldn't know that. That's awful.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Do you know, Gloucester has, I think, now, I shouldn't quote it. It has a lot of food deserts. I'm not going to say the number. I want to say four. Areas, major, you know, they sort of have an official number that says how many miles or how much public transportation it would take to get to a grocery store. Gloucester has a lot. Yeah, and it's hard. It makes life really hard if you don't have a car that works, if you don't have public transportation, if you're elderly. You know, getting access to decent food is really a tough thing.
Okay, well, you've enlightened me. So, again, who's going to be in the Bronx?
So, her name is Karen Washington, and she is a really, really important food activist. She has a farm in the Bronx called Rise and Root Farm.
Cool.
And so we'll be talking about, you know, the issues in places like the Bronx where it's hard to get fresh food, what she's doing with her farm, what she's doing to get kids and all sorts of, you know, the community interested in fresh food again. And there'll be fish. Somehow we're going to get fish there, right?
Imagine that.
So.
All right, Heather, thanks. We'll see you next week,
Rick.
I hope.
Okay.
All right, that's Heather Atwood with the story behind the recipe.